Hospitals across the Triangle are enacting a variety of plans in preparation for a possible surge in COVID-19 cases. Jay Price reports.
A few steps from the heart of the emergency room at UNC Medical Center, nurse manager Jeff Phillips stops and gestures at a long row of glass-walled rooms.
This is the area that we are placing all of our respiratory patients because they have the highest number of negative pressure rooms. And patients who come in with COVID-19 or even suspected COVID-19 will be placed in these isolation rooms and then evaluated.
These have like sliding glass doors and seals on the doors, and they have negative pressure,
Correct. So
the air inside isn't coming out.
Right.
Only air
it's
going
pulling
in.
The air outside in and then out through a filter area.
Two of the rooms contain patients waiting on the results of coronavirus tests. PUIs, they call them, patients under investigation. But the other 10 rooms are empty, and the hospital has a few dozen more, just like them, elsewhere. This is where the first patients will be taken. After that, much depends on how bad the outbreak gets. It's an odd moment for healthcare workers in North Carolina, and especially here at what could soon be the front line of the life and death fight with the coronavirus.
Unfortunately, you see the inundation in Europe and in Italy specifically, where at times some of their hospitals are over half full of these types of patients.
Christian Lawson leads emergency management planning for UNC Healthcare. He paused briefly between meetings to talk in a busy hallway. If the nation faces an outbreak with a sharp spike in cases, as Italy is suffering, a critical question becomes whether the healthcare system has enough capacity to handle the peak of that wave. Testing has lagged, and that means there isn't an accurate picture of how much and how quickly the virus is spreading. So people like Lawson have to make big guesses.
So we're hopeful for the best, but we want to plan for the worst. So we're building out contingency plans of how we would operate if we're inundated beyond the capacity of those negative pressure rooms.
There are about 925,000 hospital beds in the nation, most of them occupied.
We're anywhere from 93 to 97% capacity week to week, meaning there's very little wiggle room and availability of beds. So this can and will likely strain our capacity.
By some of the worst case estimates, millions of COVID-19 patients could need hospitalization. Not all at once, but potentially enough to swamp hospitals if the peak of the outbreak can't be flattened by the public health measures. So the state's big hospital systems are clearing beds and shifting patients who don't need elaborate care to smaller facilities. And in worst-case scenarios, they're thinking about going to even greater lengths. Joseph Rogers is chief medical officer for the Duke Health System.
We are starting to talk about what that could look like. You could imagine that we might be providing care to patients in different kinds of care locations across the Triangle. If we got to that point, there may be ways that we can repurpose some of our areas inside a hospital and use them as patient care areas.
He says the major hospital systems in the Triangle, Duke, UNC, and Wake Med, have been talking regularly to ensure they're on the same page with planning. UNC already has set up diagnosis sites for potential cases that don't seem life-threatening, rather than have them come directly to the hospital. Duke is planning that too, and has even begun talking about off-site triage units. Both would consider halting elective surgeries to reduce the number of incoming patients. And Duke is already beginning to block off rooms in its main university hospital it can use as isolation units.
We're, of course, hoping that we're over-preparing and that this won't turn into the kind of disease that's being seen in China or is now being seen in northern Italy. But we have teams of people who are working 14 and 16 hours a day trying to think about all of the potential eventualities of a serious pandemic locally.
Potential eventualities that no hospital would ever want to do, but the kinds of things they might have to do soon. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.